T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, Seltzer's on his game today with Heartbreak Hotel as the, good God, the theme song as we go from one king to the next. First, though, your chance to win $1,000. So that at least is some good news. Your chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word BOTTLE to 72881. Again, that's the word BOTTLE to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. You've got another chance to win $1,000 in an hour, 1 hour from now at 1 o'clock. Also, at this very time tomorrow, noon each weekday, every weekday at 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m., it's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BetQL, B-E-T. QL. All right, let's talk to the King. He joins us every single Thursday at this time. And Howard Eskin is always brought to our friends by brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things. They brought some tremendous food into us yesterday. Head over to Fwat in Conshohocken. Fingers, Wings, and other things for Game 6 tomorrow. Perfect spot to catch the game, all the playoff games. They stopped in yesterday. The food is tremendous as always. Fingers, Wings, and other things. Fwat.com, F-W-O-T.com. All right, our next guest and our first guest of the day has for years been telling us, don't get your hopes up about the 76ers for a couple different reasons, but maybe the main reason being Ben Simmons just isn't that good and he'll let you down in the end. Now, it's not the end yet, but it's very close to the end, and we see what Howard Eskin has to say today. Howard, I'm just going to turn it over to you, my man. Floor is yours, your comments on what happened and what it means.
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. This team is not mentally tough, and you can blame the coach for that because he's a enabler, because he lets him get away with, oh, he's a treasure. Well, okay, he's a treasure. Boy, I'll tell you, I miss that. I'm going broke if he's a treasure. But that's just part of the problem. And, Joe, I want to just correct you on one thing.
Sure.
And obviously you don't have knowledge on Wilt Chamberlain because you didn't get to see him. I was lucky enough as a young guy, got to see Wilt. I was lucky enough to have met him a few times, but watching him play and talking to players that played with him, he was a physical specimen. And the difference between he and Joel Embiid, Wilt Chamberlain wouldn't have faded late in the game because of stamina. And I think the reason Joel Embiid missed those two foul shots, I think he was really tired. Mm-hmm. He's playing more minutes than he has played. Would those two foul shots have made a difference? It would have helped. It would have changed the dynamics of the next possession. But Wilt was physically phenomenal. And he wouldn't. That's why he played 48 minutes a game. It wasn't just because he wanted to play 48 minutes and over 48 minutes a game 1 year in an average. So let me just straighten that out. If Wilt was on that team, he would have been as physically strong in that last minute as he was in the first minute. And you see, you know, Joel a lot of times starts off quick, but he's not the issue. The issue is the way that team has the mental approach. They're not mentally tough enough. I hope they're going to see the Wizard because one of the guys, Benjamin, needs a heart. And then maybe the Wizard can pass along a heart to the rest of the guys. It's just, I think Joel's got a heart, but Ben Simmons, you can't play 4-on-5 in different positions. And I'm so tired of hearing about his defense and the awards he's going to win. At least the voters who voted on the top three teams in the All-NBA team didn't have Bennamon on there. Should never have been. Should have never been on there in the past. He's not an All-Star. He wasn't Rookie of the Year. That was Donovan Mitchell. He wasn't the Defensive Player of the Year, although he thinks he should have gotten the award. And he's so dismissive. He's not a mentally tough player. He's athletically good, but he's not a great basketball player. And I'm so tired of hearing that. When he just vanishes, I mean, I could shoot better foul shots blindfolded, than he does. Just by stone cold luck, you put it in. It's just terrible. And I'm not going to, I don't want to give into the I told you so's. I've just been trying to tell people, and I was on with Joe Giglio, I guess it was about a week ago. A guy called up, and, you know, he called me like they call other people who criticize Ben Simmons. You're a hater. You're just a hater. Oh, really? So my final question was, would you rather have Ben Simmons or James Harden? And when the guy said Ben Simmons, I said, I'm done. I'm out.
How likely is it that Doc finally changes his tune about being concerned about Ben shooting?
He will never change. He will fall on the sword, and he will never change. He will never change. And that's just, he's gone down this road. He's got to take it all the way until it's over. And even if the Sixers win this series, and I know it's really going to be tough, but they're still the better team because they are playing the least talented team in the NBA playoffs right now. So even though they have to win two in a row, they got to win on Friday. I get all those things. It's not over. But they have no chance to have the mental approach and the players, the right players, because Doc will always keep Simmons in there, and you're going to die with the guy. The other person that needs to be criticized, I think Doc's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach. He's only won one championship. He's lost more 3-1 leads. He won't lose that now in the NBA playoffs. Daryl Morey has got to grow a pair because he did nada. George Hill was your big trade at the deadline. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me, aren't you? You needed one really good player. And then this team had a good chance to win the championship. Whether Doc, I mean, he would have had to take out Ben Simmons. But it's just, he didn't do enough, and he didn't have the guts. I don't care. You got to seize the moment. And who knows how long Joel Embiid is going to be physically okay, because, you know, he shows traces now of not being physically okay. You had got to make this team better. And Dallas Green, and I said this before, for people that don't remember, he was a brilliant guy when he was the farm director and he was in personnel and obviously became the manager.
Yep.
And when he traded players during the 80 season, and he says, I'm trading good minor league players, but if you're good, you'll find new ones. But you've got to seize the moment. And this was the moment in a year that teams didn't have enough time in the offseason. Teams are getting hurt, and that was going to happen, regardless of what the NBA says. I know everybody has injuries. The conference wasn't as strong. This was the – and then if you got through the conference, then all you had to do is beat what is a better team in the West. But you had to try to seize the moment, and they didn't do that. And Ben Simmons is never going to change. You know what he's happy about? That he's making $30 million a year. Then he can post all his nonsense on social media, show us that he's got a new car every 3 weeks. I don't give a damn about your car, Ben. I care about you shooting more than one shot in the second half. I care about you trying to take a 13-footer, even though you suck at shooting from the outside. Just give the other team an illusion that you're going to try to score from other places on the court. And then he won't go all the way to the basket, but yeah, he'll yell and scream when he dunks a ball. He won't go all the way because he doesn't want to get fouled, and we all know this. But you can't win like that. You can't win like that. And I'm a little disappointed, and Barkley ripped him last night too. Joel Embiid, you know, it's not doesn't win or lose a game. But you're out there when things are going well for the most part and talking to the media. To blow it off last night shows that you don't have the mental approach to deal with it. And the other thing that Ben Simmons does, and people don't know this, and if you guys are ever on their Zoom calls, the Sixers set up two Zoom calls in case there's an overflow. Ben Simmons is the only player that goes on the second Zoom call because he knows he doesn't get all the media on that second Zoom call. It is clockwork, and he did it again last night. He is so afraid, and he's so dismissive. I can't say enough bad things about Ben Simmons.
Wow.
And if he wasn't if he was 6'5", he wouldn't even be playing in Europe somewhere. I mean, this is a joke. It is an absolute joke. They are, or they should be, a better team. And Trae Young should have been on the All-Star team rather than Ben Simmons. And Sabonis, who nobody even cares about with Indiana, should have been above Ben Simmons. To say he's an All-Star is a it's a joke. It's ridiculous. But that's the problem they have. They can't win a championship with him. It's kind of sad because you see how upset the fans are. We hear it on the radio. I see it from people. It's just mind-boggling that they don't get it. They don't get it. They'll cheer for him, and they'll come out the next game and cheer for him if they play. Doc thinks they're coming back on Sunday night. They better. But they really hurt people. They have ruined people's days day-to-day. And Ben Simmons is the biggest culprit. Tobias Harris, he is what he is. He's a good player, and that's it. I don't know why he was so not into that game last night. But maybe they just don't want to be the guy.
So, Howard, I guess it's safe to say that you think Daryl Morey's first priority this offseason is trading Ben Simmons. But who's more likely to be attractive to other teams in a trade? Is it Tobias or Ben? Or if you had to make a choice?
Well, it's hard to trade either because of the max contract.
Yeah.
But now I want to keep Tobias because with the right people around him, he's fine. But you can't have a point guard that does nothing. You can't have and to hear about his facilitation and all this, he's got the softest assist in the NBA. He throws it back to the three-point line.
Yeah.
He basically handed off two assists to Steph Curry, who hit two three-pointers. Those are assists. Where you see Trae Young finds guys moving to the basket, finds guys, they all have good peripheral vision, but he finds them that really lead to a basket. That makes it easier. Guys hit your three-point shot and you get an assist. They give out assists today easier than they used to do. But
so is he tradable?
But I don't think you get. I don't think you get enough for either. But you have a better team once you take away the negative, and Ben Simmons is the negative. If Daryl Morey doesn't trade Ben Simmons, regardless of what happens the rest of this year. If he doesn't trade Ben Simmons this offseason, then he should resign from his position as the general manager or president of football or basketball operations. Probably be better at football operations. But he should resign his position with the 76ers. And then he can sit there and play. He can play around with all his social media posts, which half of them aren't even basketball.
Yeah, that stuff's nonsense. I hate that stuff.
I know. Listen, Andre Dillard. Just to break away, I give so much respect to him because he dropped his social media. Daryl Morey's got to drop it. Ben Simmons has got to drop it. Embiid is less. They all. If I was the coach, and I'm not, I'd say, hey, you guys are banned from social media. You want to have your union call me a bitch? Go ahead. I want no more social media posts. I want nothing. I want you to concentrate on basketball, and that's the end of the story, and that's my final answer.
Howard, let me tell you something, Howard. I feel like I just got transported back to 1990. This was old school fire from you today. I'm not kidding, man. I mean, my hat's off to you. This was flamethrower Howard, and I feel like I'm 12 years old again, listening up in my room at my mom's house.
I hopefully one of these days you listen to me, Joe, because I told you. What, 2 or 3 years ago that Ben Simmons wasn't a Hall of Famer when you were all cranked up? We got carried away with the propaganda, and it was propaganda that came out of that organization on how great Ben Simmons was. And Brett Brown, okay, but he's not Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers has got to have some, he's got to grow a pair too. And he's got to address them the way they need to be addressed. And if you got to sit his ass down, then you sit his ass down. And get, I don't care if the guy's 6'5 and not 6'10, because the way they play defense in that second half, it doesn't matter. And I'm so tired of hearing about his defense. I'm so tired. It's just, it's draining already. I challenged Ben Simmons to a foul shooting contest. Now, this was early in his career, and just in a kind of offhanded comment. And he declined. Well, now I know why he's declined. And he knew for, I mean, the guy's been playing basketball since he's 5 years old, and he can't shoot? Oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. But it's just, it's kind of sad because.
It is. And it hurts, Howard, because you know the way we're wired as Philadelphia sports fans. You know, there's only so many cracks to really have a shot. And
yeah.
This thing had kind of opened up. There was injuries all over the place. I mean, it really had open. I mean, they're really not facing a very good team. The Hawks are decent. They're a nice little squad. They're certainly not great. They're probably not even really very good. And there's a legit shot the Sixers are going to lose them over the weekend, and that's it. Zip them up. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's sad for the people. And I don't even care about the money and the money they spend on tickets. This day, you know what's great about it? When a team wins, people feel great. They go out and buy things. They buy maybe a new car or a new toy or what. They feel good about themselves, and they go out and they're energized.
Yep.
These people today don't want to do a damn thing, and it's kind of sad that they ruined today and probably tomorrow until they play that game. They ruined it for people in Philadelphia.
You. Howard, listen, great fire today, man. Stay well and old
yeah,
school.
You guys stay safe and fight the fight. I'm tired of being called a hater. If anybody calls me a hater again, I'm going to put my foot up their rear end.
Howard.
Virtually. I'll do it virtually.
Wow. Hey, you expect them to lose this series?
No, I don't. This is what's crazy about it. I don't. And I don't know why, because I say they're a better team. But somebody's got to do something right, and Doc's got to start by taking Ben Simmons off the floor. If he's not going to, first of all, I'm so tired. He goes to the basket, he facilitates. You know, any donkey can pass the ball to a wide open 3-point shooter. I don't need it. So the enabler, Doc Rivers, has got to stop it. But I still think they win. I'm not confident, but I still think they win. How can they lose?
Howard, awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Howard.
Hey, you guys have a great day. And for all the fans out there, you know, I do feel for you. Even though you think I'm a jerk sometimes, I feel for you. I really do.
All right, there he is. Thanks, Howard Eskin, a man of the people.
That was fire right there. That was like one of the best Howard interviews we've ever had. Hey, he was awesome.
That was incredible.
It brings up a really interesting conundrum.
What's
though.
That?
Does it give the Sixers a better chance to not have Ben on the court? Like, I still think you have to have Ben on the court.
You talking about game six?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to play a ton.
You have to have him on the court. I would certainly pull him as soon as they start trying to do the foul Ben thing and, you know, let him rest up. However you need to massage that, if you're Doc, massage it. But at this point, if you're the Sixers and you know you're going to trade him.
No, you don't know that.
I think you should know that you're going to trade him.
Even if Daryl Morey knows it, I don't think Doc Rivers in coaching the game is thinking that way. He's like, oh, Ben's going to be gone next year. I can get, like, Daryl Morey in his head might be saying, oh, he's got to be gone after this year. I know what I have to do. But he's not telling the team that before a game they play, or not putting in Doc's
mind. That's a discussion that he and Doc
But not about how to coach
Doc's
a game.
Aware.
It's not like Ben won't be here next year, so coach the game this way. You know, that wouldn't happen.
And I'll continue to emphasize that there's a difference between I know I want to trade him and I know I'm going to trade him. Just two different things. I mean, you got to find the trade partner.
Ben
playing
like this is continuing to, you know, lessen his trade viability.
It was a playoff game. The whole freaking league saw it last night.
And so
everyone, all these general managers, all these other
Daryl Morey, you're biting your fingernails off because it's in the back of your head that this asset is getting less and less valuable with every second he's out there on the court.
Guys, when the Sixers finally traded Markelle Fultz, they traded him for someone I don't even know who was. Yeah,
Jonathan Simmons, man.
That is
Come
who
on.
It was.
Jonathan Simmons.
He was the number one pick in the draft 2 years before that.
Jonathan Simmons. Jonathan Simmons.
It was a salary dump. They traded the number one overall pick for a salary dump. No, this isn't going to be that.
But I'm telling you, this is not as easy to trade Ben Simmons as you think. We'll continue to throw out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a David at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, should the 76ers trade Ben Simmons after the season? Three choices. A, yes. B, no. C, I don't know. Don't know yet. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Javier in Coatesville. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what happened last night? Like, what happened last night? To answer your question, I really don't know if we should trade him or not.
Yep.
I'm like, and to answer your other question, the first thing Joel Embiid is going to do when he sees Ben Simmons is he's going to do that DX thing and tell him to suck it. Because that's ridiculous what happened last night.
You think Joel likes Ben Simmons?
I think he likes him as a person, but not as a teammate. I think that he just stands in the corner. Like, he was hiding behind somebody. I'm like, what are you doing? How do you expect to get the ball if you're hiding behind somebody?
Yeah. I know that the way that I felt about people, and be it right or be it wrong, the way I felt about teammates had a lot to do with the way they performed, the way they sacrificed for the team. It really did.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
I wonder if I'm Joel, how, like, emotionally I feel toward Ben Simmons right now.
And
it's not good.
And I'll say this. John, I know you more than well enough, and James, you do too. If I came in here and, James, you came in here unprepared to do a show, just unfocused, unprepared. Hey, listen, you might have an off day. Okay, that's going to happen. Radio tandem, you're going to have some of that, right? Maybe sometimes the night before, you got a family issue, a family emergency. There's some give and take in a radio world in that way. But if I consistently, if I did it 3 days in a row, you would look at me and you would get really irate. I know you would. And you would have a right to.
Yeah.
And it's one thing I think that actually kind of helps make our show go is that we all come in here ready to roll. And I mean, Ben Simmons has had 5 years. I mean, Joel Embiid said 5 years
five
with Ben Simmons.
Years.
Four on the court, one that he was drafted and didn't play. If I'm Joel Embiid, I'm out of my mind last night. When I'm driving home, I don't know who Joel Embiid's best friend is. I don't know who he calls. I don't know who he calls. But if he wanted to call whomever to vent, I would be out of my mind driving home last night if I'm Embiid. Ben Simmons was not prepared for yet another playoff run to have a game equipped to help Joel. He just wasn't prepared for it.
Yesterday, my daughter played her championship game, and they won. And I see more competitiveness out of them than I saw yesterday out of this team. It's starting to remind me of the 2018 Eagles season when Carson Wentz, like, I feel bad for Joel Embiid because he reminds me of Carson Wentz in that season where, like, he's just going and going and going, and he looked wore out last night.
Well, I don't get that in comparison for what it's worth. I mean, Carson was
– I think Carson was more Ben Simmons last year than he was – anything
well,
else?
He said 2018.
Oh, he's 2018.
Yeah,
he
said 2018. Okay. So it's kind of an odd comparison, if you ask me. All right, coming up, we played this earlier. I want to play it again for those of you that missed this earlier. Doc Rivers, about 2 weeks ago, over a couple of days, had three different quotes in which he not only defends Ben, which is kind of fine if he wants to defend Ben, whatever, but he goes after Philadelphia sports fans, and I found it outrageous at the time. I said, hey, we'll bring this audio back. Well, we're going to bring it back and let you hear what Doc had to say about those of us that are critical of Ben. Not that anyone said, I hate him, but people, the vast majority of people for years have been saying, and certainly we said it 2 weeks ago, hey, it's good that the Sixers are beating the Wizards, but they're going to need more from Ben. At a certain point here, you don't get to face four Wizards to go to the finals. You don't face the Wizards in the first round or the second round and the third round. Hey, yo, hey, we're in the NBA Finals. We're playing the Wizards again. No. You actually play, let's see how it works, better teams as you move through the playoffs. And that's why millions of us have said, hey, they're going to need more from Ben. Hey, it doesn't look like he's ready. Hey, it doesn't look like he's prepared. Hey, it doesn't look like he's improved. And we've pointed stuff like that out. And Doc Rivers chastised us as Philadelphia sports fans recently about it. The things he specifically said, you'll hear it in Doc's own words. And honestly, I'll be real about this. I find it insulting what Doc Rivers said. I really do. As someone who's been here in Philadelphia sports, I don't mean sports scene. I mean as a Philadelphia sports fan a lot longer than Doc Rivers has been in town. I found it insulting what Doc Rivers said. We'll re-rack that and play it again coming up shortly. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, it's all next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.